Blog Talk Radio.
Boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking light. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Sound freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plate, bring the realest on the show so you can kill it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Right now, just tell them about Grindhard Radio, how they can get out.
Groundheart Radio, all indie artists, get at us, groundheart904@gmail.com. We on Blog Talk every Tuesday and Thursday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., and you can find out all that information and more by logging on to groundheartradio.com. And D-Slate, I want to say real quick, we're running a poll on the website. You can vote your favorite host and your favorite co-host. So make sure you vote your boy Hit Chronicles as your favorite host at groundheartradio.com. Lego.
No doubt. Make sure you get your vote in, people.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, we ain't trying to have no nonsense with it, okay? We don't want to have to do a recount like they did in Florida. You know, we're trying to get no recount in. Like,
it might just happen, D-Slay. Yeah. Get the vote.
Make sure y'all get your vote on, no doubt, and definitely go to groundheartradio.com for all your info. No doubt. My man Chick going to be hanging with me tonight. We're just going to be playing some music. We're going to be getting with my man Trey Dot in a minute. But for those that don't know, you know what, Jit, my man, a lot of cats, I heard about today that, for those that don't know, astronaut Neil Armstrong, the man who stepped on the moon in 1969, died today at age 82. And, you know, he lived a good life. I got to give it to him. But,
living legend. Man,
no doubt. May he rest in peace. And, you know, definitely, you know, prayers go out to the Armstrong family and the friends. He's definitely an American legend. Now, I know there's some cats out there, you know, and I'm not going to go into too much of the conspiracy theory, but I know it's a lot of cats out there, too, who there's a lot of conspiracy theorists who tried to say that, you know, in disbelief that they really don't think we landed, that we actually went to the moon. And, you know, and only because a lot of them, you know, a lot of the reasoning behind it was because we never went back, you know.
Right.
You know, with the technology now, everybody's like, well, why haven't we been back there? And, you know, so it's a lot of speculation about that. But, you know, that was a moment in history, a moment in American history. So we just got to hold on to that and hold on to the glory, you know what I'm saying, of America stepping, being first to step on the moon.
That's real.
You know, so definitely make sure you guys, if you don't know anything about Neil Armstrong, Google him, you know, for the young bucks, Google him, you know, get your info right, you know, and check him out on Google. You'll get all the information you need about Neil Armstrong. I want to put something else out there too, bro. For all the horror movie fans, all the cats that like horror movies, I got a little tidbit, a little something for you guys to check out on YouTube. There's a cat on YouTube that's he's a director. He films these little short horror films. You know, sometimes they're 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. The most I've seen was probably 9 minutes. But go to YouTube and search Daywalk Horror Fear Factory, and it's spelled Daywalt, Daywalt Horror, you know, Fear Factory. Search it. He's got about 40 or 50 videos on it. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, he's got some. Even though some of the stuff is only a couple of minutes short, he got some scary stuff on there, man. He's got some pretty creepy videos on there. I was like, wow, this cat needs to definitely make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure he might be. He's probably working on that. But you know, all the horror fans, if you know, definitely check him out. And the man got some real good videos, you know, on YouTube that he's produced and that he's made, and that's some good stuff. I gotta say, I gotta give the man credit. Even though they short, but they were still pretty good. So I definitely got to give credit on that. And I know, you know, also for the horror fans, I know the movie Apparition, you know, came out on Friday. So if anybody's seen the movie already, you know, definitely call in and tell your boy D-Slate, you know, whether or not it's a must-see or wait for DVD type flick.
But, I heard it got some rave reviews though. I did hear that.
That's real. See,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. If you've seen the movie Apparition, holler at your boy D, you know, and Jit right here on the D Hour Show. hit us up, 718-766-4553. Let me know what you thought about it. I like to definitely hear feedback on it. And I know the following Friday, the horror film The Possession comes out, and you know the key with this flick is supposedly it's based on a true story. So
okay, no doubt.
Supposedly, the film The Possession is based on a true story, and it's definitely creepy. I've seen, you know, if you ain't seen the preview, go to Yahoo or definitely go to YouTube and check the preview out, The Possession. But it'll be out on the 31st, and a lot of people are always afraid of films that are supposedly based on true stories. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of creepy to a lot of people, knowing that it could have possibly actually happened.
Right.
Somewhere in the world or somewhere in America or whatever the case may be. But, you know, your boy is definitely going to go check that out. But, like I said, for all the cats who done checked out The Apparition already, definitely hit us up, you know. Tell me, you know, what the movie was like, you know, what it was about. Well, not too much what it was about, but just give me your insight.
A little detail.
Exactly. Give me your insight. You know, a little snippet, you know, of what you thought about the film. And, you know, we'll definitely check it out. All the football fans, get ready. The new NFL season is upon us. We got another couple of weeks before the actual kickoff on the Thursday night football. And then we're going into that following weekend for the first week. But it's going down, you know. All the fans out there with their favorite teams is getting ready to. It's going to be a battle this season. Letting y'all know right now. I'm a huge football fan. I've checked out the stats. I've checked out the draft. You know, I've checked out many aspects of it, and it's going to be a battle.
Right
now, this season is going to be a battle. So definitely get ready. And all the football heads, get your jerseys, you know, get your fresh tees, you know what I'm saying? Get everything you need. You know,
get pressed up. Let's go.
Exactly. It's about to be popping. So
Sundays are back, baby.
No doubt. NFL Sunday is back. So I'm telling y'all better get ready for it. But right now, it's NDL Saturday. We got my man Trey Doc coming in. We're going to be getting in with him. We're going to play a couple of hits for you guys real quick. Before we get my man Trey in the building, and we're gonna start it off with my man. Yeah, you don't know how we do it on Saturday, cause we gets it in with the hits. We gets it in with though. Oh, they don't know, Jit. They don't know. I'm gonna hit them up though. I'm gonna give them the business. We're gonna start it off with my girl Aja Malone with State of Art right here on the D-Hour Show. It's NDL Saturday. D Slate Jit Chronicles. We getting it in.
Legal.
I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down.
Yeah, we back.
I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down.
Angel Malone.
Here we go. I'm the queen of scene to this beautiful jungle finest. We holding up the throne, you call me her royal highness. I'm the one to rock the hottest clothes, go to all the fashion shows. Fashion week to see the world's popular designers. I'm the shooting guard of the beatbox team, all-star, play for the ring. I'm the stage, run the numbers, be a part of the fast break. I'm the first and last and only lady, official go-back dress, baby. Come to me with something more authentic, I said it, I meant it. Fly me out, Paris, buy me a house, Japan, come on, no garment, ties, bottom side. I'm the warrior, my borders lie, Ireland, Germany, somewhere in East Asia. I'm the mother to my firstborn, daughter named Malaysia, in my hands are funneling the way, his name is Memphis Caden. I'm the wife, nurturer, artist, the go-getter, the headliner, the CEO, the new trendsetter. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the smallest one, the largest one, got heart for all of them, emotions. Passionate, down to earth, loyal one. I'm the art form of picturing. Where you think the charm is from? A nucleus inside the atom. Where you think the charge
I'm the strong force, energetic, energizer, enterpriser, any double from the atom makes me
Asian Malone.
I'm the power supplier, dynamic, enforcer, franchiser. This foundation went from basic to star solid. All aboard, this beat drives movement. I turn this cool dog, you either on it or you out of the box. Make no stop, all around the world, Jim Lapel, official beatbox.
Bonjour,
Madame Bazelle, the señorita. I'm your up-and-coming attraction with hottest features. I'm the lyricist, house speaker, my vocab and wordplay. I gotta say thanks to all my college teachers.
I'm the preacher to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down.
I'm the princess with your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess with your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess with your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the
unpredictable, irresistible, irreplaceable house of friends. Draw a crowd, pack a house, bat my eyes to attract
a lady. I'm the heartbreaker soulmate, and my faithful to the gentleman.
Huh?
I really sit back and ask myself, all my life, where he
know
I'm the leader, no cheater, and I make another diva. Want my hair to be tight, pedicure, brows wax. I'm the perfectionist, everything is always to be exact. With my clothes hung, nice designer shoes on the rack. You heard it first, so you know how
you know
it,
it is.
Please never ask my neighbors down.
Know what it is.
I'm the loud speaker driving force, the green eye chick ahead in this race on this track, of course. I'm the five core border to Napoleon complex.
Right.
That was his battle, so you know I'm up next. I'm the border sign, compassion only with my flow. Meet the princess to your fortress, that case closed. I'm the princess to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess with your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess with your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess with your fortress, I hold it down. I'm the princess with your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down.
Hey, yo, baby.
Yeah.
Fine print music.
Hey,
I think
hey,
I know your name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my melody. Hey, yo.
Hey.
Step to this.
I seen a shorty last night by the bar. Looking so right. I seen it from afar. All around.
Oh,
I'm I'm like, damn, you know, this cat needs to be
need to be played on mainstream radio. You know, I'm thinking to myself, man, why ain't nobody giving this cat a shot and giving
right.
them an opportunity to play their music on mainstream? And I know, and I'm not knocking, you know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking them because I know, you know, they have a policy and they got, you know, they're getting paid to play what they play, you know what I'm saying, you know, on a continuous basis. But I feel like this, but see, the thing about it is now the masses is upset. You know, the masses is upset. The peoples are upset because they're tired of hearing the same thing every time, every day. They're tired of hearing the same thing all the time. They want to hear something new. You know what I'm saying? They know that there's some fresh cats out there with some live music. And they're like, damn, man, once y'all play so-and-so, my man got some fresh music. Give him an opportunity to be played. And it's like, and a lot of times, it's not really in their, I won't say not really in their hands too much, but I feel like, you know, as a radio station, man, you got to start listening to the people and start listening to the masses. Cause them the cats that listen to you, them the
right.
ones that keep you in, them the ones that keep you in business. So it's like if you're giving them fresh new music all the time, then you're gonna keep the listeners. These cats gonna keep listening to you, and they're gonna keep supporting the radio station. I just feel like, you know, I feel like myself, man, when I created this, you know, when we started this, you know, that, you know, independent and up-and-coming artists, as talented as you guys are, man, y'all deserve to be heard just like everybody else. Y'all deserve for other people to hear your music. You deserve to have that same type of shot that these cats get all the time when their music is getting played. You know, I mean, I've heard from so many different artists talking about, man, you know, D, I really appreciate, you know what I'm saying, you playing my music, man. My fam and my friends heard the music on your show, and, you know, they was giving me props. And he said it's a feel-good situation, and it builds confidence and it builds character, you know what I'm saying, for artists to be able to hear their work. You know, the hard work that they put in this music, and be able to hear it and listen and have other cats support and be proud of their music, man. And that's what it's all about. You know, I feel like, you know, you cats deserve the same shot just like everybody else do.
But see, from a artist standpoint, man, I do it because I love it. And
that's real.
The consumer has more power than they realize. I mean, my YouTube
mm-hmm.
numbers rival most of these guys that are signed. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I done been on over 500 mixtapes, and I've never paid to be featured on any mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So there are people that love the music, but then when it gets down to that consumer dollar, you have a lot of people that are in that 30 and up range that'll tell you they can't stand hip-hop because all they do is listen to the radio on their way to work and on their way home. So the biggest dilemma, especially with stuff that I have, is how do I get this music to these people?
That's
real. You know what I'm saying? That's the hardest thing, even with a show like yours. It's like, how do I let people know I'm showcasing that hip-hop that they will listen to?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking, and I never do knock any of the music that gets played on the radio. There's a market for that. But I know there's a market for what I do when I have a video that's almost at 200,000, and I don't have any promotion or anything. And to have 20 different songs featured on over 500 mixtapes in the little short 3-year span that I've been doing this again, that shows me somebody is loving what I do.
That's real, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
No
so
doubt.
That also
no
shows
doubt.
Me if some of them dollars was behind me, I feel like I could make some noise. But
that's real.
Everything now is visual, and everything now is keep people from thinking.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You know,
nobody wants to get us in that positive light. Like at one time when we was in the 90s, man, that music had us uplifted where we wanted
right,
to be,
man.
Where we wanted
Big
to
time.
Get knowledge of ourselves. Now they want us to have videos to where we're looking crazy all of the time, where everybody just shows a limited amount of intelligence. That's what they want to have. There has to be some sort of balance. And there's no balance in hip-hop right now. Really, there's no balance in R&B. If you're not talking about licking something or sticking something, nobody wants to hear it. There's not balance anymore.
I was watching
BET Unsung. I had a tear to my eye hearing that story about Gerald Levert, how he felt underappreciated because he
mm-hmm.
was making soulful love music as a young man, and they treated him like he was an old man because he made love soulful music. You know what I'm saying? When did we relinquish our soul willingly? Because that's what
that's
we did.
Real.
We
that's
let the soul
man,
of the
you,
music lead.
Yeah, I gotta, man. You know what, bro? You're preaching the same thing that I've spoken on so many different times, man. I mean, I feel like you know, and we all know as parents, man, we want our kids to listen to the same type of positive and quality music we grew up listening to. And I feel like that's not what they're listening to this day. You know, this day and age, that's not the kind of music they listen to now, because a lot of these labels and big-time cats are all about the numbers and the money. So it's like, you know, positive music is out the window. You know, originality is out the window. You know, it's a lot of samples and a lot of, you know, auto-tune and, you know, cats hiding behind music and hiding behind this computerized voice. And, you know, it's not the kind of quality music. And it's just like you said, if you know, with R&B, if they ain't talking about sticking it or licking it or whatever the case may be, you know, don't nobody really want to listen to it. You know, so it's like, you know, you got to ask yourself.
But I'll even take it deeper, though, because the underground is more watered down than the mainstream, isn't it? If you're an underground artist, why are you doing what the people of mainstream are doing? Now, mainstream, like if I got a hit record right now and I give it to you, mainstream might catch on 3 years from now. So you're on the underground and you're trying to do what they're doing, that means you're behind the curve.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Underground used to create things. Nobody's created anything. You know, everybody wants to be like somebody else, even making beats. A lot of beats you hear is just a lot of noise and gunshots. And it comes on.
That's so
club,
true, though. He's hitting the nail right on the head.
And everybody wants to fight.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But you know what, bro?
I used to the ladies.
Yes. Yeah. No, I you know what? If anybody feel what you're talking about and feel what you're saying, man, I'm there 100%, and I've been speaking on that for a long time, man. And you know some of the celebs that we've had on the show, you know, they so disappointed. You know, with the, you know, especially some of the old schoolers, man, from the 80s and the 90s, they so disappointed with the way music is right now. And they tell me all the time, they're like, oh, no, D, I don't like none of the stuff that's been playing. You know, they're like, it's lacking a whole lot of different aspects, you know, today. So, you know, and some of the men and the women, they're like, yeah, I don't like none of the stuff that's being played today. And it's, you know, I feel like we need to bring real R&B back. You know, we need to get hip-hop back on the right track. And, you know, a lot of them are saying that, man. A lot of them are real disappointed with the way music is today. And I got to say, you know, I'm only looking at it in a parent's aspect because, man, I want my child to appreciate and really love the type of, you know, the type of music that we used to love listening to. And I just feel like right now, you know, they're not really getting that type of quality. But I truly hope that a lot of the young cats coming up, man, really do their homework and really do their research and really try to bring back the real essence of what music was all about. A lot of
it starts in the home too. If parents is really being parents with these kids that are turning into artists, they wouldn't even have the mentality to make some of that stuff.
That's real.
See what I'm saying? I mean, my whole thing, I had custody of my son for his senior year in high school, man. I don't mind putting my life on the line because, you know, I speak real. I'm about to get into motivational speaking and all of that. So it ain't no games with me. My son had over 1,400 on the SATs. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight out of
court. That's amazing.
I ain't no better than nobody else, but I put him in the best schools, and I sacrificed my time and lifestyle to get him there. So
no doubt.
Some people that think I might have fell off or fell back, I had did so much music. For me taking that year's small break, didn't nobody know. But my goal was to get him where he had to be. I've been working 6-7 days a week for the last 4 or 5 months. So I got videos I got to shoot that I couldn't shoot because I'm always at work. But the thing is, we got to put our time into our kids because when they become adults, that's the next generation of music. That's the next generation of TV. That's the next generation of society. We got to show them how a man is going to be a man.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? We got to show them how to be a man. We can't keep telling them how to be a man, but they see us doing other things.
That's real.
None of us are perfect, but we got to strive to get that right. And these women also, they got to strive to get these young ladies right. They're out here trying to be Barbies, man. You know what I'm saying? You look on Facebook, you look at tags, you look at these girls, look at Instagram. These girls are 17, 18 years old, already having threesomes and already claiming to be gay.
Right.
Now, there's just nothing wrong with being gay, but that should be a choice you make on your own.
And
you're
that,
making
that's
your own choices.
Yeah, that's real, bro. You're
going to tell me you 12, 13 years old. You're going to tell me you already know you love women.
Right, you ain't even experienced life yet.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
I feel you, brother.
Exactly.
You're giving this man your body. You 13 years old. You giving this grown man your body, and you think that makes you a woman?
Absolutely not.
But society ain't even frowning on that. When you watch these videos, these girls is wild. You get on World Star Hip Hop, it has nothing to do with hip hop anymore.
Nope. It's got a whole lot to do with a whole lot of ridiculousness.
But look at the views, look at the numbers. America loves ignorance just like misery loves company.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm used to people.
They love drama and they love ignorance.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm used to the negative comments. I'm used to people saying their little things about me. But, man, overseas, my name is Sweet. You know what I mean? I get checks for making music. it ain't that many people can tell you they get checks, man.
That's right.
I get checks from this. They got a video game out right now in Japan. It's one of the top games out right now, Anarchy Reigns. It comes to the States in 2013, first quarter. I got 5 songs on there, and I got the headlining song on that joint. The soundtrack gets play over there. I get checks doing this. And when you hear that music, that's nothing like the soulful music I do.
That's real.
But I get checks for this. You know what I'm saying? My son, if you put your heart into something and you really want it and you grind for it, if it's meant for you, you'll have it.
Yes. Yes.
My son,
you know,
my son lost 40 pounds. My son lost 40 pounds before his senior high school to play ball. Because I told him, if you want to play college, your ass need to get down there and play D and lock down whatever top scorer they have. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not
saying
to brag on me or my son. I'm just saying we need to take that grown man stuff seriously. Because I used to be out there just as much as everybody else. And I don't want to hear
that's
about
real.
Them charges. You can't get no job. I got them charges, but I went back to school and graduated with honors also, and I'm ready to go to grad school.
That's real.
I love your show. I love the dedication you got to any artist, but what I hate is when I listen to shows that have a voice, when they have these interviews and people have nothing to say.
That's real talk.
I hate that.
You heard me.
I had one young lady want me to get on her show. She told me, she said, I want you on the show, but I don't want you to talk about music. And I was cool with that.
What?
I was cool with that. She didn't want me to talk about music. She said, because the last time she had an artist on there, all he talked about was a bunch of noise.
Wow.
Because her show, she gets into life on her show.
That's
you know what
real.
I'm saying? And some people can't connect it to because their music is so fake. They can't even tell you what a song is about.
That's real.
Ask an artist sometime, what's this record about? What was on your mind?
And they'll give you some type of a company line or some watered down reason.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's not hip hop I grew up on. That's not the music I grew up on. Period.
That's real talk. We got your joint, Trey. Put your drinks up. You know, we I know that it's definitely the hit right now, and it's fire. I know the listeners is definitely going to love it. We're going to definitely get it into them in a few minutes. But
even with that record, if I tell you what that's about, most people ain't even going to catch it.
hit them up with the, you know, definitely let us tell them what was the inspiration going into Put Your Drinks Up and just the new music you're working on right now.
My new project is a hip-hop soul project. I basically want to take hip-hop, R&B, mix it together, but I want it to be soulful. It ain't nothing watered down. Everything from the heart, every song tells a story about my life and my experiences. Every song I can break down a piece of me. But Put Your Drinks Up is I'm a drinker. Basically, what I'm saying is put your drink up. People think I'm saying put your drink up in the air at the club. No, I'm saying put your drink up. You know what I mean? Put them keys down. Don't drive home like that. That's basically what I'm talking about. It's
that's
basically
real.
A PSA for not driving drunk. That's basically what it is. That's
I like that,
up.
Though. I like
so
that,
I'm saying
though.
Put your drinks up. Whatever you got to do in your life that has to be done where you got to be focused, I'm saying put your drink up for that time. Stay
like
focused
that.
On what
I
you
like
got to
that,
do.
Though.
That's really where I'm coming from. So
real
when I shoot the video, that's what it's going to be. Put your drink up. Put the keys down.
I like that. That's real. I like that.
I only
but
had
you know,
one person hear the record and catch that. And the whole time I had the joint just leaking to people.
But you know what, Trey? That's the type of music we need, though, man. And that's what we've been talking about. Positive music, you know, something to vibe to, man. Something feel good music, man. You want people to feel good about your music, man. I mean, and that's
the artists got to learn too. Just because you're giving a positive message doesn't mean like it can't have any rhythm to it.
No doubt, no doubt. But
you still have to make good music.
That's where the lack of knowledge come in, though, because some cats think, oh, man, you know, positive, you know, trying to do a positive message, it's going to be whack. You know, the song going to be whack. Nah, man, we grew up in the 80s and 90s on cats making positive music, and the music was live each and every time.
Yeah, Tribe always made positive music, but they wasn't preachy, though.
Nope.
De La Soul wasn't preachy.
Most nope. Definitely.
See what I'm saying? You know, I mean, I think one day it'll change, you know what I'm saying? I just hope I'm still on this earth to see it when that generation comes and they do that again.
That's real. It's good he feel that way, too.
I make music because I love it. If I send y'all joints and one of y'all in the room appreciate what I'm doing, I'm good. I feel like I did something.
You're right, I hope I do. I hope I live long to be able to see something like that and get a chance to see them bringing real music back, man. Cause that's what it's all about. That's
sometimes you're ahead of your time. I mean, your radio show might be planting the seed for something else to come.
No doubt.
You know, we all have a different
perspective. That's
real talk. We don't know. Maybe I'm planting the seed for the next dude to try to do what I do.
Cats not realizing that, man. It's a deeper thought and a deeper message going into, you know, what's going on, because, you know, just like what you're talking about, man. I mean, you know, I was told, you know, by a couple of the celebs, like, you know, and we were talking about, you know, radio shows and different things like that, and they were like, and I was just talking about, you know, the future and, you know, different things that, you know, that I was trying to do with our network, and they was just like, nah, D, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, man, because, you know, internet radio is the new radio.
Yes, sir.
They was like, internet radio and what you doing is the new radio. They were like, the, you know, what the mainstream radio, what we listen to now, is going to be obsolete. He said, I'm going to give it a few years, but it's going to be obsolete.
But my view on that, as black people, our advertising dollar is way too important to these people to keep letting them give us this garbage.
Yep.
That's real
the
talk.
Advertising dollar is what
so
these
true.
Radio stations popping. If we don't like what these radio stations are doing, stop advertising with them.
Yes, indeed.
When you throw your party at the club, everybody stop advertising with them. Yo, if y'all keep playing that music, we ain't messing with y'all. Period.
That's real.
They can't run without your advertising dollar.
That's real. Well,
putting it out there tonight. I love it.
That's what I love about indie radio.
If I'm
on regular radio talking like I talk, I'm not going to be able to come back.
Oh, no, man. It's and you know what, when we get it in with cats, man, when we do these interviews, my whole purpose is for it to sound like a conversation among friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, I hear people on indie radio trying to be all politically correct sometimes, and that cracks me up, man.
Damn that bullshit, man. No.
Now, I know y'all don't do it, but I be hearing it. I'm like, man, I'm trying to listen and support you, and you're crazy.
We want the conversation to be real, and we want cats to really feel what we're talking about, man. When we get people on the show, man, we want people to feel comfortable, and we want them to have a good time. You know, we're not gonna sound like robots, and it's not gonna be no politically correct, you know, questions and answering. No, man, we just want to talk like we've been hanging out and we've been chilling and getting some drink or smoke on, and we all just relaxing.
I put my life on the table. I done rock with y'all before. I'm going to tell you, I had an A&R on Facebook. He put the top 10 unsigned artists in the country. He listed them. Top 5, but he listed another 5. He had me number 3, and ain't nobody even trying to mess with him. So I'm like this. I don't care what they think.
Right.
Because they ain't paying me anyway.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? If them A&Rs know I get down and what I have needs to be heard, that's good enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I missed my time as far as the mainstream or whatever, but I ain't seeking that. You know what I mean? I'm living a good life, man. My son is at the college of his choice, man. I'm okay. I'm still getting money from overseas. I'm all right. I work for mine.
Do it. No doubt.
You know what I mean? I work for mine. No doubt. And if I had a dude from a label right here, I'd tell him, I work for mine. You ain't making me make no stupid music. It ain't going to happen.
That's real. That's real shit right there. I got my boy, man, Jit Chronicles from Grindhard Radio. Jit, you got any questions for Trey?
Yeah, and it's so funny that he's just saying mainstream because, you know, Trey, I feel that people genuinely think that, you know, underground music artists and independent music artists is the same thing when it's actually not. You can actually be a mainstream independent artist. So what my question to you would be is, what would would you like the most? And I know you already kind of said it, but, you know, is it easier to be a mainstream artist or is it easier to be an independent artist?
It depends on who you sign with and what kind of freedom you have. See what I'm saying? If a label let me make the kind of music I want to make, I would love it. But then the problem is dealing with budgets and this and that or whatever, after your album drops, you ain't going to make no profit.
Okay, and which one would you prefer, mainstream or being independent?
I prefer being independent because I like to shake hands with people. See what I'm saying? I like to sit there with people. I like to sit there at a table and have a drink because people like my stuff. You know what I mean? I like to get off stage and I see you and I can dap you up and be like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I remember you from last time I came to town, whatever. I'm feeling that. You know what I mean? I'm not staying in a 5-star hotel and I need 50 bodyguards just to go to the grocery store. You know, I'm bound to throw on some slides and some Jordan shorts and go to Walmart 3 o'clock in the morning.
I hear that. I'm glad you put it out there, Broker. Like I said, it's a big misconception about, you know, underground and independent artists, and I'm glad that, you
now,
know, as an artist, you
plus the fact,
put that out there for
folks. I don't need $1 million, man. I'm a loose cannon sometimes. I don't need that much money.
I hear that.
I like that.
I don't need all that money. I'm a drinker. I drink. I don't need all that money. All the women around me. Cause I'm gonna get weak.
I like that.
I don't need all that. I don't need it, man. I don't need it. I want to be able to be accessible. I don't want, like, blow up and go all crazy and the label got me all security and I've been on y'all show a couple times and y'all trying to contact me and I can't even know that y'all called because you got to call 5 people just to get to me.
Right. Right.
I don't want that.
That's real.
Nah, I don't want that at all. You know, but the way it is now, it ain't that much mainstream really popping off anyway. It's what, like 2
True.
Major labels left?
True that.
I agree.
And it ain't even no video shows. That's why it killed me when people be shooting their videos trying to make BET ready videos. BET, they play number 106 in Park. You know, all of that is greased pockets.
Preach.
So my model is a thick chick, and people always telling me I can't use her because she's thick or whatever. And I've been using her for a few years. That's my people. That's like my sister. But I'm telling them why I got to get all these skinny models like BET and MTV use when I know they're not going to play my video anyway. So I'm going to get a chick with the donkey backyard that I know people my age like. I'm going to show what
I respect that. Most definitely.
Everybody else got the skinny chick? I want the thick one.
There it is.
I'm 6'1", 300 pounds, man. What I'm looking like with a 4'10", 90-pound chick and I'm 6'1", 300. Stop playing.
Hey, you know what, Trey? I got to tell you, though, man, you talk the same talk I be talking, man, especially with that. I always let cats know, too. I like a thick woman myself, man. I ain't, no disrespect to the skinny women, but that's not how I get down. But I mean, if I'm a fairly thick brother myself, why wanna mess around with a 90-80 pound woman?
Right.
You know,
what's she gonna cook for dinner though?
Exactly. I like a she probably cooked a salad with lemon juice, but I'll be sneaking out too. That's real. I like a thick chick, man. I tell them I ain't a dog. I don't like bones. So,
hey, you got to have something to hold on to, fellas. We got to have something to hold on to.
That's real. But definitely, it's the D-Hour Show right now. It's your boy D-Slade, Jet Chronicles in the building. I got my man Trey Dot definitely
Stop
hanging out
hell.
With us right now. We're getting ready to kick off a hip-hop double play real quick, and we're going to start it off with my man Trey Dot's joint, Put Your Drinks Up. We got more with my man Trey Dot when we come back. Trey, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody, bro.
This is my joint, Put Your Drinks Up, with my group I put together called You and I, with my girl, Camille Collins. This is my singer, my man, Ski Sharp, the producer. The EP is going to be on iTunes before the year ends. We're going to have about 3 videos to go with it, man. It's straight up hip-hop soul. Let's Put Your Drinks Up.
No doubt. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't go out again. Said I leave the ball alone. But sometimes it be hard on me. I don't know what to do. You ever felt this way? Tell me. It's like, put your drinks up. What you sipping on? Kabashie, Rosé, get it started on. Yeah, it's been a minute, and I got a feeling. Know I'm wrong, but your clothes ain't unfilled. hear it. Loud transparent, body getting weaker. Think she's sizing me up, she love the way I reach her. Church in the morning, trouble coming yet. Can't fight a girl at home, still celibate. So delicate, emotions on fire. Backyard is full, basketball's on fire. Somebody save me, think I'm going in. No mistake, I'm thinking shooting out twins. Held her body closer, is it all a dream? All I see is strawberries and whipped cream. Put your drinks up, we ain't driving home. Leave your problems at the door, come on, hit the floor. Me and you, one on one, about to get it right. Here's another test. DJ is tripping. Why do you have to start? Slow it down, Marvin Gaye, and now the bars. Hands to my face, another at the waist. Then a little Teddy P come to my place. Feel my body swell, think she feel it too. Smiling at me, then she said, I want it all, boo. Tongue in my ear, body started shaking. Wait a minute, miss, thought you was ready taking. Don't you worry about it, he'll be out of town. Now it's only me and you, time to get it now. Ain't nobody driving, nah, I can't do it. Why I care, silly man, why you being foolish? Hit the Marriott and stumble to the sixth floor. Kinda hard to put a key into a moving door. Put your drinks up, we ain't driving home. Leave your problems at the door, come on, hit the floor. Me and you, one of one, about to get it right.
Crash it up, come on, match it up, don't smash it up.
Ready or not, here I come. Getting down on, thank you when I'm
Cupcake, let the toast off.
open his mouth. He a fuck face, skin too sharp. The smoke got a double edge. I would decapitate yours and your brother's head. You would think I was Jose Kaiser. We are the same age bracket, but I'm wiser. He want drama, put it in his eye first. Get the poke in his leg till his thighs burst. I don't ever move sideways. I'm straightforward, never seem awkward. But stand up, dude, you should know that. Murder any beat if it's new or throwback. Fans couldn't catch him on Kodak. I'm a watchman like Walter Kovac.
No matter how hard the times may seem, don't give up our plans. Don't
rest
give up our dreams.
India up Saturday on the D-Hour show, getting it in for the fit-ins. You already know how we do it. That was my man Bub Scorsese with No Matter. Before that was my man Trey Dot with Put Your Drapes Up, and we getting it in. As always, my boy Jig Chronicles, my co-host.
Yes, sir.
Got my boy Trey Dot in the building. Trey, what's good?
Ain't nothing, man. You know I'm still at work. It's all good.
That was a hot track, brother.
I appreciate that, man.
Hot tracks.
Appreciate that. Now, you try to throw a little funkadelic in there a little bit.
I see.
No doubt.
trying to put a live band together, man, so we can really flip little stuff like that.
That's what it's about. Well, it just bring back that real music, man, and that's what we were stating on earlier. But just bringing it back, man. I mean, as we've discussed so many times, on the show, man. Hip hop is in a real fragile state right now, man. A lot of cats is not really happy with what's going on in hip hop, man, and the type of music that's being put out there. I mean, let's look at the female hip hop aspect. I mean, right now, who's representing the women?
But where are they going to come from? I mean, we can speak on hip hop all day, but all hip hop is giving us is a reflection of the society we live in. I mean, if you just walk around, the whole world is a mess. So the music is
yep.
a mess.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like when we spoke on the 90s with De La Soul and Tribe and all of them, I mean, brothers was more so together. You're always going to have crime. And that's never going to just stop altogether. You're always going to have certain, sinful behaviors and vices. But now everything is just out of control because, the mm-hmm. parents aren't parenting their kids and the youth can't be spoken to.
I agree with him to a certain extent on that. You got a valid
adults
point.
Adults aren't even adults.
And even when parents are really trying to be, real parents and give them some of that, what we like to call old school discipline, then mm-hmm. you have states and governments getting in the middle of these parents trying to be parents to their kids.
Well, bro, it has to be improved full circle. It's like even at the colleges, man, somebody brought to my attention, and I was kind of upset about it. They have a box where they can check. Where the parents can't even see their grades.
Wow, now see, that's,
you can pay
that's
your
ridiculous.
Child's tuition, they can check a box to where the grades don't even get sent home. The only way for you to get your grades, the child's grades, is for the child to allow you to see them.
Wow.
But you're paying the tuition, though.
Mm-hmm. What's
your
wrong with that picture?
Man, it's just, but we live in this world, and, people don't vote. For whatever reason they may have. Most of the time they don't even have a reason. At least have a reason for whatever you do in life or don't do.
You're right. They don't vote, but then they want to complain about what the president ain't doing.
Exactly. And then even deeper than the president, all of these elections, then the wrong people get in office and these things get changed, and we sit here in a circle and we wonder, how did this happen?
But,
we don't have a clue.
Cats ain't looking at the bigger picture, man. I mean, if you want some things to change, then you need to get out there and put the work in to help make it change. Don't sit on your ass thinking that it's going to happen automatically.
Yeah, but everybody's looking for the handout. So
You know, people think that it's just going to happen automatically, man, and it's not going to work like that. I mean, if you ain't putting in the work and you ain't putting in the dedication, then it's just going to sit there.
Right. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's even with hip-hop, man. We're not going to change things overnight, man, but the brothers that do have a chance to do something, a lot of them aren't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them aren't.
That's real.
So, and then you have people that have a voice that don't open their mouth and use that voice.
Well, Trey, other than music, bro, I mean, are there any other aspects, in your business, man, or entertainment that you want to definitely get into?
I'm going to get into motivational speaking. I mean, there's no doubt I'm going to do that. Just a matter of freeing up some time. And I'm going to start with doing some YouTube clips, you know, and basically speaking on, you know, real topics, man. I'm going to start with little 4 or 5 minute clips. And, you know, I've seen some people out there doing things of that nature, but I want to get into that, going to the colleges, even going to churches and just, you know, spreading my wisdom, man. And I want to be able to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really worried about getting famous or nothing from it, man, but I want to be able to make a difference and just, you know, touching some people. And,
that's amazing.
Speaking, I'm going to get into, you know, writing, putting a little book together, stuff like that. And
that's
going to grad school for psychology, man. I'm going to try to get my professorship, man. Maybe, you know, young dudes and, you know, teach them how to think, you know. And that's real.
That's real.
Vehicle for me.
Well, these new generation of kids, man, they need somebody to truly drop the science on them because, you know, they've been reading the wrong books and paying attention to the wrong ideas for the last decade and last few years, man. And we definitely need more people to drop the real science on these kids.
We got to give them a balance, man. And you know, I had my son in private school probably mostly all the years he was in school, and I don't regret it, man.
That's real.
I don't regret it. Me and his mother have been through fights over money and things like that that are so meaningless, man. But at the end of the day, like I said, he had over 1,400 on the SATs, man. And, I mean, you got to put the work in to get what you want, man.
Doing
it. A lot of times you have to sacrifice things, man. You got to sacrifice the parties. You got to sacrifice the hanging out. Sometimes you got to sacrifice the women. You know, I joke around a lot, man. Like I said, I'm a drinker. I love to have fun, man. But it comes to a point to where what's real is real, man.
No doubt.
And it seems like we run away from what's real. And it's not even a black and white thing. It's just in general, man. It's whole world.
Right.
It's
human nature. That's true, bro.
We just mixed up, man. And, you know, like I said, we can talk about music, man, but the world is messed up, too. So it's like they're connected.
And you're right. You know, the music that's being made today is a reflection of what's going on.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's a reflection of what's going on. And that's probably the realest statement I probably heard any artist compare what's going on with music today, man. I mean, the music is horrible because right now we're in a horrible state right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. Terrible. Our people are dying. Their minds aren't growing, man. Nothing we're doing is fruitful. So all we can do is what we do, man. You know, build from there. We start from home.
Strive to do better. I agree.
Yeah, strive to do better, man. It'll get better, man. It's like people, you understand, having fun should never stop. Living your life right doesn't mean you don't have fun anymore.
Right.
I like to call it a positive virus, man. It starts here, and it needs to spread. It definitely needs to spread.
All it takes is a couple records to have a banging video that gets played on the Sucker Free Countdown, that's on MTV Jams, that's maybe on Worldstar, that's on a lot of these blogs. That's all it takes is a couple powerful songs with a message to get it started. That's all it takes for a label to take a chance on one record. That's all it takes. Because everything is copycat nowadays.
Right.
And after that, when these other cats see the success of that, it's just going to be a trickle-down effect.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's going to happen. It's just like I said, I hope I'm here to see it.
And Trey Dawg, we're going to take all the positive good things that you said tonight, bro, and we're going to put that in the universe, and hopefully we get that back tenfold.
Yeah,
And that's real.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, for sure.
No doubt. Now, Trey, you got any if anybody want to catch up with you, bro, online or listen to you, check out your music or contact you, where would they be able to find you at?
I mean, you can go to YouTube, Google Trey Dot. My YouTube page is Carolina Boss Players. It's spelled with a PLAYAZ. I'm getting my website redone. It's BossTreyDot.com. That'll be up in a few days. I'm getting that redone. Like I said, you can go to iTunes. My first album, Carolina Feel Good Music, is still on Amazon. I got a new joint coming out. It's called You and I. That'll be out before year's end. I mean, I'm all over Facebook, man. Just look up Trey Dot, man. I answer all my messages. I answer all my emails personally. I take pride in, you know, networking with the people.
That's
just holler at me, man. I'm everywhere, man. Google Trey Dot, man. Wherever I'm at, leave me a message, man. I love to communicate with the people, man.
It is, no doubt. Any shout-outs, bro, you want to throw out there real quick?
Shout out to all my supporters. Definitely shout out to my girl Camille. That's my singer, Ski Sharp. That's my main producer. My man Devron, I'm doing an album with him too. That's going to be just some straight 90s hip hop kind of flow. My man P Batters, my man Josie Moe, these some artists that I connect with down here, man, that they need to be heard too. They really get down. My man Sin. And all the DJs out here like yourself that play my music, man, they let me voice my opinions and talk on the air, man. I love to be able to get on the air, laugh with you, man, get serious with you. To me, that's a powerful interview, man. I want people to walk away from me and be touched by what I say. So thank you for the opportunity to be able to do that.
That's real. Salute.
Hell yeah, no doubt,
yeah,
bro.
Real,
now, Trey, if you definitely, man, if you got some artists or know some artists, man, that's trying to get that airplay, bro, tell them to holler at me, and definitely I'm going to give you the information for my man Jit Chronicles at Grind Hard Radio, man. We're going to give him some airplay, bro.
Definitely. Trey, I want to get you on Grind Hard Radio as a guest, brother, so I would definitely be in touch.
But, man, these ladies tell you I ain't hard to find, man. You hit me on that Gmail chat, man, it pops on my phone. I answer every time you hit me, bro.
All right, we're going to make it happen, brother.
Let's do it. No doubt. Well, Trey, first and foremost, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. And like I told you before, you know, like I told you previously and, you know, last time, you know, the D-Hour show is your home, man. You welcome here anytime, bro, anytime.
All right, man. Yo, I appreciate it, man. You always going to get it first when I drop it, man.
That's real, bro. That's real. And like I said before, we're going to keep on supporting you, man, and everything that you do, because what you're doing is positive, and what you're doing is definitely what a lot of artists need to be doing. So we're going to continue to keep supporting you, bro. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that, bro.
All right, Trey, man, thank you so much, man, for joining us tonight, bro, and you have a blessed night.
You too,
man. Salutes to you.
All right. Salute.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D-Slay J Chronicles in the building. That was my man Trey Dot dropping science.
Woo!
Dropping science on Cat.
Yeah, he did.
About what time it is and what we really need to do to get society and get music back to the way it used to be. That's what it's all about, man.
Mm-hmm.
Trey dropped science on Cat. I got
the 1,000.
He dropped it on him. I got to definitely give him the credit for that, because everything he was talking was real. And it's always
right.
A pleasure to have him on. And that's why, you know, I bring him on, you know what I'm saying, every now and then to definitely let people see that it's some artists out there that's on something real. You know what I'm saying? They're definitely on something quality and something positive and something real.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you artists out there, or all you parents, it's got kids listening to music. I'm telling y'all right now, they need to be listening to the type of music that we grew up on. That's
mm-hmm.
That's the reason why we, the people that we are today, that's the reason why we had the type of morals and values that we have today,
right.
because of the type of music we used to listen to and the type of positivity that, you know, we just grew up and grew around. And that's what our kids and next generation need to be hearing and reading and watching, you know, on TV or whatever the case may be. That's what they need. You know, those same type of things that we grew up on watching and listening to, they need to be watching and listening to the same thing.
Right.
And like my man Trey said, it starts at home. It starts at home with you, with the parent, you know what I'm saying, talking to your kids and paying attention to what they're listening to and watching and different things like that, and breaking down to them about what's real, about, you know, what they're watching or possibly, you know, whatever type of music they're listening to. And definitely give them an earful of the type of music you grew up on listening to.
Yeah, that's right. And that goes to people in general too, D Slate. That goes to people as a whole. You know, you can party, you can have fun, you can do this, you can do that, but have some type of integrity about yourself, some substance. You know what I'm saying? So, D Slate, I agree with you on that 100%. Like I said, man, Trey Dot, he did that interview tonight. He let the cat out of the bag.
Did it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like. That's what I like artists to do, man, when they're on this show, you know, when they're kicking it with us, man. You know, speak your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
You ain't got to hold nothing back on the D Hour show. I tell y'all, I tell you guys all the time, it ain't scripted, okay? You know, it ain't scripted. You know, that's like when you watch a reality show and it's supposed to be a quote-unquote reality, but then it seems so scripted on what's going on, and we all know a lot of that stuff is scripted.
Right.
It ain't real. A lot of that shit ain't real. It's scripted. And I feel like that's such a big contradiction, because how is it a reality show when it's scripted? It just,
it's,
you know, it just don't. And I guess you want the masses and you want people to be watching or whatever. That's cool. But if you say reality show, it needs to be reality.
Real. And the D Hour Network is reality radio.
Real.
Plain and simple. There you go.
You gonna hear us laugh, joke, mess up. You know, be professional, whatever the case may be. That's because it's real. It's real. Plain and simple. But we got more. When we come back, I want to take a quick music break, and hopefully we may be able to get it in with another guest. But when we come back, Jit, I just found a story, man. Some cat up in Alaska got killed by a grizzly bear.
Oh man. Oh,
got killed by a grizzly bear. I'm telling y'all right now, for all y'all people, for all you individuals out there that like to photograph and hike and take pictures and stare at the bears and the wildlife, look at
the wilderness.
This ain't TV. You ain't dealing with Yogi and Boo Boo. You ain't dealing with Yogi and Boo Boo. I'm telling y'all right now, that's not how it goes down. Okay, this ain't Brother Bear. You know, this ain't the cartoons y'all be watching the bear all night. It ain't like that. Cat's not understanding that, but we definitely gonna touch on a little bit of that when
I can't wait, D-Slate.
Yeah, when we come back, I'm gonna give y'all the story, and we just gonna touch on that because I think some people out there are a little lost. And you know, also, Jit, when we come back, bro, I wanna touch on my thoughts about people having pit bulls.
Okay, let's do it.
I definitely want to touch on that because I got some issues about that. But we're gonna touch on that when we get back. We got some music for you guys. You know, we always like to get it in and get these hits.
Let's
in.
Do it.
So we got some music for you guys real quick. We're gonna kick it off with my girl Alex DeYoung with Girlfriend. Let's get it in.
Little.
Crazy that I I'm on a mission. Something that y'all isn't. Keep fucking with y'all bitches. I'm fucking with all business. Grind is authentic. Never talk about how the pods get off given. I'm rising off digits. It's a half black, half white God. It's y'all digging divine in all senses. Applying bars driven by time. The bomb ticking and time. The bomb clicking and boom. You already. I'm proving y'all images whack. Get it intact and you can get to the back. Cause I'm hungry. I ain't giving you slack. Fictional tales of the sales that you deal, but ain't get you a stack. Your reality ain't real. Need to get you a fact. I'm ghost. Way beyond the false and fraud rap. Understand I'm a monster, y'all. I ball tracks. Get up on wax. Stomping and brawl at the floor crack. And the calls from the mic to the ball get charred black. I'm a monster. I smell fear, but here's horror. I conquer. Very severe. It's clear water. It's karma. Giving you scares. Don't end drama. Cause monsters are very prepared. So yeah, dog, I'm a monster. I smell fear, but here's Jason, my man Blanca, some ganja, recover your eyes, cause here's horror, I'm back for revenge, gotta kill this whack shit again, and these whack niggas back in the trench, for the second I thought they messaged us, what a whole that, not a messenger, got a message to put them on blast, I'm appalled that some of you niggas endorse trash, and enforce such lack of art, I'm going yak, let me slow down for you, I know now I'm profound and so hell to you, I'm zoned out and blowed out your whole scalp for you, no brushing me off, I'm such a rare and untouchable force, this rap shit comes natural, doing what I do when it's factual, you can never remove something classical, never play the goon, kept it tactical, creeping in your room with a bat into ready to beat the screws out the ass, I'm a monster, I smell fear, but here's horror, I conquer, very severe, it's clear water, it's karma, giving you scares, don't end drama, cause monsters are very prepared, so yeah, dog, I'm a monster, I smell fear, but here's horror, I conquer, very severe, it's clear water, it's karma, giving you scares, don't end drama, cause monsters are heavy prepared, so yeah, dog.
You have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Indie Up Saturday. Getting in the hit. You already know how we do it. Playing some of them hits. That was my man Says with Monster. And, you know, we're getting it in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to introduce our last guest for tonight. Absolutely incredible. We've played her music on the show quite often and got some incredible feedback from it. Afi Soul is the critically acclaimed R&B soul singer whose 2007 self-distributed album Lovely landed the number 10 spot on the Soul Tracks top 10 CDs list, putting her in the class with Erykah Badu, Angela Johnson, Algebra, and Raheem Devine. Many consider her supportive anthem for the brothers, Baby It's Cold Outside, Afi's signature tune. The music video for that single stayed in rotation on BETJ and VH1 Soul for months and was featured on VH1Soul.com. And she's getting it in and has some incredible music. The inspiration behind Afi's Soul, Afi's songs, is her life experiences as a young black woman living in today's world. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to the lovely Miss Afi Soul.
Hey,
welcome to the show, darling.
How are you? How are you? Thank you. You did your homework.
Well, you know, I'm doing a little bit, Afi. I got to. You know,
How we do it over here?
I like to get it in. But first and foremost, Ozzy, like I said before, we played your music on the show. You have some incredible music, and that's what we're all about. You know, that's what we're all about here. We like to showcase incredible artists like yourself. So I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's a blessing to have you on the show with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping after me. I know my schedule gets real crazy, so it's like, it's like, what, 11, almost 11:30 here. So it's like, I'm glad we finally connected.
But the wonderful thing about that is that you're working and you're grinding and you definitely you're building your brand and you're doing something that a lot of people just can just dream about doing, and you're definitely working and you're putting in and the work shows. The work absolutely shows.
So that's
understandable. That's definitely understandable. But you know, we're blessed to have you on the show tonight. So it's definitely a blessing to talk to you tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm just happy to be here finally.
Absolutely. Now I just, you know, for the fans, you know, and for the new fans that are listening right now, for those that haven't heard your music or don't know anything about Ozzy Soul, how would you describe your music to them?
I always try to say that my music is like energy and emotion and thought provoking. You know, I never want to leave somebody with a blank canvas. I want them to see a picture painted before them when they listen to my music.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree. I absolutely agree. It's very energetic and it's soulful, and you know, and that's one of the things that I love about it so much, because you know, you definitely have that neo soul flavor. And neo soul music is definitely the type of music that that definitely brings in, you know, the true essence of what R&B and what soul music is about. And I'm so happy that you know neo soul music is out there, and artists like yourself, you know, out there putting that type of music out there, because that's what we really need. I mean, R&B is in a real fragile state right now.
Where is the R&B?
Yes, a lot of people are just really unhappy with some of the R&B songs right now, and you know, the brother that we had on the show earlier, you know, my man Trey Dodd, you know, he made a statement saying that, you know, even with R&B, if you're not talking about licking it or sticking it, nobody really wants to listen to it.
Absolutely.
That's real.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. And it makes it harder for artists like me and, you know, and other artists, and I especially come from the independent world, who really want to talk about so many different, you know, aspects of life and things that we've experienced or what we've seen. You know, it makes a very small window, you know, for us to be able to get through other, you know, thoughts and ideas. You know, it's real unfortunate. You know, I have to constantly switch the channel or cut the radio off. A lot of times I listen to gospel music in my car, which my children and I all love, you know, because the music is just so... It's so, like, X-rated. Like, if you can't enjoy the beauty of the chords or the melodies, you know, even the messages that they're saying, because it's just, it's totally, like, way out there. Like, it needs to be in a movie where you look at it by yourself in a room somewhere. But, you know, everybody don't need to know all that.
They don't.
You know?
No, you're right.
That's real.
Yeah, they don't need to know all that. They don't need to know that. That's your business.
They don't need to hear all that.
Keep it to yourself. You know, what you do is what you do. But our babies don't need to hear it. Our grandmas don't need to hear it. You know,
nope.
It's like
there's
so much other stuff that we got going on that we need to be talking about and focusing on, as opposed to that. We all know it's there because everybody got babies, you know?
Yes, indeed.
It's so much more to the world and higher energy and higher vibration things that can enlighten us and, you know, push people forward into a better world. I think that's what's going on with us right now. I'm sorry for rambling, but I think that's what's going on right now. So many people are on lower energy because we're focusing on the wrong things, you know, but, you know, physical and material things, as opposed to, you know, what makes life, you know, and that's the spirit, you know. So
absolutely.
That's what I feel.
Absolutely. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell us, Afi, tell us a little bit about your new project and the new music you're working on right now. What was the inspiration going into it?
Oh, my goodness. So many things have happened since I released my first album. My first album, it was about, you know, definitely some love stories, some love experiences. It was about, you know, my grind. Like, the title was called Lovely because I finally arrived to this lovely part in my life where I was able to release some music. And it was lovely because I had so many people supporting me and babysitting and, you know, yeah, I got $100 here, go to the studio. You know, it just was a whole lovely situation.
Right.
So this time, the album is still very emotional because that's just me. I'm totally emotional. I cry looking at the news. You know, I can't look at the news more than 15 minutes because it's too much for me. So it's still very emotional. It's still very, you know, personal. And I'm nervous. I'm sharing, you know, other stories. You know, I'm sharing really deep inner things. Some people might say I'm mad on some songs, or some people might say I'm heartbroken on some songs. You know, I still got things in me that I'm writing down ideas about. It's still a work in progress. You know, I have some stuff, you know, that I need to get out. So it's going to be very. I'm looking at it kind of like of a releasing album, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I definitely can't wait to listen to some of your new music, and I definitely hope you guys definitely send it our way so we can get in a rotation. But
definitely.
Or your song we're going to play tonight, which is one of my favorites, is your song Too Long.
Oh, yay. That's the newest single. That's actually going to be on this new album. So, yeah. That's some new stuff.
That's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be bumping that tonight, and I'm going to give my man Jid a chance to check that out. I got my guest co-host tonight, Jid Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio. Jid, you got any questions for Afi?
Yeah, I want to know what's some advice that a person gave to you that you took it, you applied it, it actually worked, that you're willing to share with an up-and-coming artist that's trying to make it in the game.
You know, the main thing that I always say, you know, which was what was given to me, was really, truly be who you are. Because when people try to create this whole persona or put this look on you or put something on you that's not real, it becomes transparent. And after a while, the audience gets tired of it because it's not genuine. You know, my main thing that I always tell people is just be real. Be willing to, you know, to say your stuff stinks. Be willing to say that just being honest about who you are and where you are. And that's the best music. That's the best stuff. And you be like, yeah, I'm feeling that because I've been there. I've done that, you know. So that's the best thing. And for real, always, like, just keep at it. The more you keep at it, the more you'll see progress, the more you'll see growth, meet new people, try different styles of, you know, beat different producers. You know, don't get stuck in one sound and, you know, still make your own mark as your artistry, but don't get stuck with one sound or one look, or, you know, just try different things, you know. Yeah.
That's good advice, and I agree. Very good advice.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Afi, you, I was also, you know, reading too that I mean, you know, you're from D.C. and you know, what you know, tell us a little bit about what's the music scene coming out of D.C. and you know, the type of artists that are coming out of D.C. right now. I mean, you know, I know you know, like other states, you know, there's a lot of states that are producing some really incredible artists, you know, like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's the music scene like coming out of D.C. right now?
Wow, the music scene is really getting thick and heavy. Like, it's so many artists out right now in D.C. And And everybody has their own sound, and that's what I love. Like, sometimes I'll go to a spot in, on U Street, and I'll just chill up in the cut. People don't even know I'm there because I don't want to be, you know, there to be an artist. I want to be there to just enjoy other people. It's so much great stuff going on, a lot of live music, you know, music. And it's so hard to explain because there's so many different facets. The hip-hop scene is getting really big here again because, you know, we had Wale pop off. So a lot of MCs are, like, trying their hand at it. And I've heard some good stuff with that. A lot of banging independent soul, female artists, you know, coming from this way. So, I mean, just look out for DC, period. Because, I mean, we got some good stuff here. Really good stuff. Proud to say it.
Well, I got to say, I absolutely believe you because with you coming out of DC and the type of music that you're putting out there, I feel good about the music coming out of Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Absolutely. Now, I got one more question for you, and then it's a little something that we like to do here on a little segment I like to do every now and then. It's just a series of, you know, random questions, and it's called What Do You Think? But before I do that with you, my last question for you is, you know, looking at some of the things that you've done and, you know, some of the different accolades under your belt and some of the different moments in your career, you know, what was one of the moments in your career that to help skyrocket you where you were, but what was one of the one moments in your career that you will never forget?
Wow. I think seeing myself on TV, that was just, I can't even get the words for it now. That was just, like, amazing to me. You know, here's this independent artist, you know, I ain't rich, you know, I ain't putting no millions of dollars in my video, nothing like that, you know, and I just put my heart and soul into it, and the people around me believed in my dream and believed in what I was doing and wanted to be a part of it. And I got this video, on BETJ, and it was, like, on regular rotation. And then VH1 Soul picked it up, and I was just amazed. And I really was, like, one of the first independent artists to get that type of, rotation without a major machine backing me. So it was just, like, a major thing for me. Really blessed, you know, put my name in a lot of people's ears that I might not have ever reached. But because of that, I'm just so grateful that I had the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to pushing some more stuff out there.
No doubt.
That's amazing.
And we're looking forward to seeing it and definitely listening to it. So we absolutely can't wait. We definitely can't wait. Well, I have a little segment that we like to do called What Do You Think? Just a series of questions, and, you know, just to see what you think about it. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Indie Up Saturday, it's What do you think? And we've got Afi Soul in the building with us right now. And first question, Afi, what do you think? Some of the new artists coming up in music right now, whether it's mainstream or independent, what do some of the young artists need to do to help bring R&B back to a happy state again, R&B back to, bring listeners back to R&B again? What do you think?
Wow. I think they need to get back to real musicianship and really, you know, studying some of these pioneers that set the trail for us, and really study them and see what they did musically and see how they can make it, you know, be, you know, come alive again in this new time.
No doubt. President Barack Obama, our president.
My man.
Is being treated unfairly and also unlike any other president has ever been treated before. Afi, what do you think?
I think this is a true disrespect. It's a true statement and showing exactly where our country really is. That a lot of things that were underlined, underground for the longest time when it came to racism, when it comes to how people bigotry and how people really feel and think about each other, I think it's really coming to surface and really coming to light, and people really need to just be aware of what's going on and pay a lot of attention to what they're doing and what's going on and get out and vote. That's what I think.
That's what's up.
Yes, indeed.
Real talk.
Yes.
People out there during the Olympics, people were more concerned with African-American gymnast Gabby's hair than her winning a gold medal. Afi, what do you think?
I think it's silly. I think that, you know, they were trying to tear a woman down, and I think she was being an individual and being who she was, and no one knocked anybody else for whatever style they had or whatever they did or did not wear. I think that was just a way of trying to break in that sister's spirit down.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the last question of what do you think, and sometimes it could be real questions, it could be just something that could possibly happen, but our last question on what do you think, Afi, Subway selling chitlin and collard green subs. What do you think?
Oh.
Gross. I'm vegetarian.
That's messed up.
No doubt. That
gross.
That was our segment, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Indio Saturday. What do you think with the beautiful Miss Afi Soul hanging out with
us right now?
Afi, I want to thank you so much for hanging with us. We're definitely going to we're getting ready to get into playing. We're going to play your song Too Long for everybody. But Afi, any shout outs you want to throw out there real quick for anybody?
I just want to shout out all those supporters around through this country, around the world, that's supporting me, sending me notes from London, sending me notes from Italy, you know, waiting for the new music. Just keep lifting me up, and I promise you it's going to be there. I just want to shout everybody out. I love y'all. Know that that's genuine. Know that it's real. And I just can't wait to be out there to share more with you. Thank you.
Salute.
No doubt. Now, Afi, if anybody want to, you know, catch up with you online or listen to your music or talk to you, where would they be able to find you at?
Okay, my easiest link is my website. That's www.gotsoulmusic.com. So it's AfiGotSoulMusic.com. And you can get on my Facebook, my Twitter, my CD sales, what's going on, articles, interviews, everything, videos. You can get us a one-stop shop. You can get everything there on Afi Soul.
There it is. And make sure you guys go to afi.soul.com. Absolutely. Looks like she dropped on us. Hopefully she'll get a chance to call back. I know it happens sometimes with these cell phones.
Right.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to kick off this R&B double play real quick, definitely, and we're definitely going to get ready to kick it off. Afi, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody right here on the D'Arva Show.
Okay, this is called Too Long. It was produced by Mr. Ron Higginbotham of Sound of the City Music Group and Corey Novastel, who's down in Atlanta, who used to live here in D.C., And the hip verse is by Gibbs, who's another hip-hop artist from here in D.C. Hope y'all enjoy it. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Afi, we want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was such a blessing. I'm so glad that we got a chance to talk to you. And
Finally, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But it was lovely, and we had such a wonderful time with you. And I just want to say I'd like to extend this to all the guests, all the great guests we have on our show, that as far as we're concerned at the D-Hour Network, You're always welcome here. The D Hour Show is now your home. You're welcome here anytime you want. You can call us, hang out with us, kick it with us. We're gonna continue to play your music and support everything that you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I got my brother Jit Chronicles from Grindhard Radio, and they have a wonderful show every now and then they like to do called Ladies Night, and I'm gonna definitely get him your information.
Too.
Love to have you on, darling.
Yes.
I would love to be there. Great. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Well, we're getting ready to kick off this R&B double play, and Afi, I want to thank you so much, and continued success, and we're going to keep supporting you here at the D-Hour Network and Grindhard Radio, and you have a wonderfully blessed night tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
Same to you.
All right.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to kick off this R&B double play, and we're going to start it off with Afi Soul with her joint, Too Long. Oh, it's a D-Slate favorite. We're getting ready to get it in. Afi Soul, Too Long, right here on Indie Up Saturday.
Let's ride.
Yeah. It's Afi Soul, y'all. Hey, Fee. Hey, Fee. Let him know, baby. Let him know, baby. You ain't got time for that.
This song makes me think of you.
And the things we used to do.
My mother. I thought I saw you just the other night. Where have you gone? It's been so long. My body's aching, my heart is breaking. Just pick up the phone.
Just pick up the phone.
I don't wanna be alone.
In a minute, I've been gone, but I'm coming. I'm tapping in your arms, I'll be running. I need your loving. It's been a minute, I've been gone, but I'm coming. I'm tapping in your arms, I'll be running. I need your loving. Money to get in, taking it for, I just gotta say it. Bye-bye, I gotta fly, and I'll be right back by your side. I gotta get plenty pennies, then for you, one more for nada. My one and only mama, I'll be singing you soon. Gone since November, guaranteed I'ma see you in town. This money grips sport, gotta cut my trip short. Run up in your arms, I'm ducking home, hope I don't get caught. Missing you heavy too, so bad I'll be back in a hurry. Didn't call a pickup, cause I just didn't want you to worry. No disrespect to you and us, if we gon' be moving up. Get out of this rush, trust I'ma do enough. Unnecessary sacrifice, believe that I'm acting right. Keep it tight, while I'm light, we'll be back tonight. Just know I'm fine, baby, I'm on my grind crazy. When I get back, just know you still gon' be my lady.
Yeah.
Away. That was my man Chris Styles with Fade Away. Before that was our girl Afi Soul with Too Long. One of the D-Hour show favorite, baby. You know we getting it in like that for the fit-ins tonight. Another lovely Indie Up Saturday. We got a few minutes left in the show. I got to real quick, I got to bring up what I was talking about earlier about an incident in Alaska. A hiker in Alaska's Denali National Park photographed a grizzly bear for at least 8 minutes before the bear mauled and killed him in the first fatal attack in the park's history, officials said Saturday. Investigators have recorded, have recovered the camera and looked at the photographs in which show the bear grazing and not acting aggressively before the attack. Denali Park Superintendent Paul Anderson said the hiker was backpacking alone. That was the first dumb mistake. Was backpacking alone along the Toklat River on Friday afternoon when he came within 50 yards of the bear, far closer than the quarter mile of separation required by park rules. Anderson said they showed the bear grazing in the willows, not acting aggressive in any form or manner during that period of time. Investigators have identified the man but won't release his name until they have notified his family. They said he's a U.S. citizen but declined to release any other information about him. Rangers were hoping to recover his remains later Saturday after ensuring the scene was safe. Several other bears have been seen in the area. Officials learned of the attack after hikers stumbled upon the abandoned backpack along the river about 3 miles from the rest area on Friday afternoon. The hikers also spotted torn clothing and blood. They immediately hiked back and alerted park staff. Rangers and a helicopter spotted a large male grizzly bear sitting on the hiker's remains, which they called food cache. In the underbrush about 100 to 150 yards from the site of the attack on Friday, a state trooper shot and killed the bear on Saturday, and investigators will examine its stomach contents and use other tests to confirm it's the animal that killed the hiker. Yeah.
You got to stay your ass out the wilderness. That's just point blank, period. Stay your ass out the wilderness. I don't feel sorry for you, Slate. I know it sounds harsh, but I do not feel sorry. You ain't got no business up in there.
I don't understand why you get these are wild animals. Okay, these are wild animals. Why do you get close up to the animal? Oh, it's so cute. Look at it. This is a grizzly bear, okay? We've seen horror movies with grizzly bears killing people. This is a grizzly bear. If he stand up on his hind feet, he about 8 to 9 feet tall.
Right.
Okay? This is a grizzly bear, all right? I really don't understand that, okay? You need to be as far away from the animal as far as possible, and this cat want to get up close and take pictures. And, you know, again, it's a sad situation.
It is.
And then, you know, condolences definitely go out to the family, but I don't understand people. Okay, you guys have a misconception about wild animals. Okay, every animal can't be a pet. Okay, every animal can't be treated as sort. When you go out to the wilderness and you see a bear, it's not Yogi and Boo Boo. Okay? It ain't Yogi and Boo Boo. All right? The bear ain't going to talk to you and ask you for a picnic basket. I don't think so.
Right.
You the picnic basket. Okay? You the sandwich. You the food. All right?
It's
so,
just a sad. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's common sense. It's common sense. Okay? That's just like the dude, you know, the two musician dudes in Vegas who got the white tiger and surprised. You know, because the tiger had attacked the dude one time. Well, we had it for a long time, and you know, it's never done. It's a wild animal.
Animal, right?
Plain and simple, it is a wild animal. Okay, if you don't understand what the word "wild" means, look it up.
Like you say, G Slate, you got to use common sense. You know what I'm saying? Use common sense. We ain't asking you to do too much. Just use common sense. Stay your ass out the wilderness.
That's plain and simple. That's just like getting in the ocean where sharks live. Okay, let me restate that. Restate that. Getting in the ocean where sharks live, that's their home. Okay, get bit by a shark and want to call it a shark attack. How the hell is it a shark attack and that's where he live at?
Right.
He lives there. He lives
you
there.
You done attacked your ass.
He lives there. That's not an attack. You in his house. Okay? Let me tell you guys what a shark attack is.
Wow.
Picture the scene. You just went out and bought this fresh soap, and you got your sponge, and you in a shower, you just getting your wash on. You're like, man, this soap smells so good. And then a shark come up in there and pull the curtain back of the shower and bites you on the ass. That's a shark attack.
That is. Yes, sir.
Shark come in your crib, come in the shower and bite you. That's a shark
attack.
Go in,
D-Slate.
Okay? That's a shark attack. You getting in the ocean where you live at and getting bit ain't no damn attack. Please, people. Damn.
You heard it from the realest.
I mean, just damn. Just common sense, people. Come on now. But, you know, once again, we had another incredible NDF Saturday. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight. Special, special thanks and shout-out goes to my man, Trey Dot, and our girl, Afi Soul, for joining us tonight.
That's real.
If you guys want to be on NDF Saturday and be interviewed on the D-Hour Show, hit us up at dhourshow@gmail.com. We got open spots for the coming weeks. So if you want to get on and get it in with us, definitely hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at The Hour Show. And I got my man, Jit Chronicles, in the building. Jit, you want to say something to the people before we roll up out of here?
Yeah, man. I just want to say big salutes and shout-outs to the supporters out there, and most importantly, to my fellow cast members on Ground Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? In addition to getting the great artists and the poets and the producers and the models, you know what I'm saying, I really have to shout-out Virginia Slim, Trigger, Black Cancer, Curry, Dice, Young Nah. You know it's so many of us. If I missed y'all, it wasn't on purpose. Big salutes to Dangerous Tactics. I just want to say it takes so much of them to get on a radio show and tell their stories. You know what I'm saying? These are underground artists that's really going through the grind right now. You know, everything that you're hearing from them is the truth. You know what I'm saying? So for them to get up there and share their stories and tell you what they're going through in the game, man, you know, it's an amazing journey. And I just appreciate them because, like I said, we are reality radio. And just keep supporting us because it's going to get better and better.
No doubt. Keep supporting them. Check them out at groundheartradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for joining us on another great Indie Up Saturday. Tune in tomorrow for the Covenant Cafe, 4:30 Pacific Time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern PM. If you love gospel music, tune in tomorrow for our Covenant Cafe with Lamar Ferguson and Poetic Lace. It's D Slate, Jit Chronicles. Guys, enjoy the rest of your lovely Saturday night. Be blessed, and we'll see you guys next time.
The Hour Network, baby. Let's go.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want. Showing love to the hood, even to the birds, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.